Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, Queens alumnus and community member, host of Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. How did I get into this? Funnily enough, it was at a fundraising a couple of years ago, doing a dad joke contest with DJ Over Easy, then a couple of guest spots on his show, and they gave me my own show. Nothing beats the thrill of a live broadcast. I like to promote new Canadian and local music while also sharing songs from my past. Our funding drive runs from November to December 31st. Donations can be made via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support of CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, I'm Balzi, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Hi!
Hey there, my name's Albert Nuremberg. I am one of the organizers of King Hawk.
We are Blood Force Llama.
And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9 FM. Woo!
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Check, check, check. Hello, good morning. Check, check, check. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everyone. Sorry about that. I was just having a mic trouble. Let's get going. One second. Let's get going here. Where we are. Hello.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. The merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you.
I
is littered with jams and creamers. The booth is tight packed with tight face beamers. And all of the paths that we will take, we leave the cafe and our breakfast break. You might be nostalgic about this. That's just one small part of bliss. And as you go around life's bend, hope there's always a breakfast at. I get through with this. I get through with this. I get through with this.
Hey, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good Saturday morning to you. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the Lower Carruthers Hall at Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. And I am DJ Over Easy. This is Making Bacon, your delicious Saturday morning radio show, bringing you all the local love and some various hijinks of what I've been up to. Silly old me. So I hope everyone is having a great start to their morning. You might not be if you've got to go somewhere early because it's snowy, it's blowy, it's grubby, it's icky. It's all of those things wrapped into one sloppy day out there. And be careful because it was super cold yesterday and there's ice underneath. And so I would just suggest you just cancel everything, turn on CFRC, get some bacon out of the fridge, and just lay back and enjoy. Just don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. If the kids have something kind of lesson or like swimming or like hockey, or just don't. Just quit. Quit that today. Just throw it out and just turn on CFRC 101.9, because CFRC, unlike those little kitties, they'll just leave you one day, but CFRC will always be there. It's been 103 years, and it's kept me company. And as I mentioned, little kitty's leaving. Lola is in Australia. I got a postcard from her the other day. She's been doing a watermelon picking fruit stint that's part of the terms for her visa in Australia. So she's finishing up a go out in the fields and sent me a postcard. So good for her. I miss her. She's doing incredible. I'm so glad she has good people, good caring people around her, and I love her very much. So that's Lola's gone, but Hattie is back for a little bit, going to Trent and home for a little break. She's got another exam to go finish. I think it's Monday or Tuesday, and then she's done. But she's home for a bit, needed a break, needed somebody to wait on her and cook her breakfast in the morning. So that's why she came home and stayed with Dad. So, Hattie's home. It's good to have her home. It's been a while. I've been on my own, and I've been way up to my own hijinks for too long. It's good to have another responsible adult, even though she's my kid, around, to be able to just have things go more smoothly, I would say. So, yeah, it's good. It's that season. Last Saturday after the show, I went to see Frank Ryan at the Toucan. Great show, and it was the first of my Christmas exposure. Frank sang Santa Baby. That was super cool. Yeah, he does such a great job on a song like that. And then on Monday, I've for the first time in a while, I got to see the Mourning Doves at Musiki. Great time. You gotta love the Mourning Doves. Spencer, Oscar, and Tyson. Justin was away, so no drums, but some beatboxing and stuff by Tyson as he was singing in that. That was super fun. Yeah, really good times. It was good to get out, and there's something about Monday jazz. There's something about Monday jazz that just makes it all seem correct. So, you know, if you have a struggle on Monday, you just make your way down to Musiki and hang out with the Mourning Doves and get some jazz and get a nice little whiskey sour in you. And that's the good stuff. That is the good stuff. Thursday night, headed down to the Buckle and saw Nicholas Campbell. The honky-tonk incarnation. He is an unbelievable talent for a young man. Had he stopped down, that was pretty cool. Got to see him. And because I went to see a Nick Campbell show in Peterborough, so he plays in Peterborough often, so I was happy to introduce Hattie so that if he ever has a show in Peterborough, she can go check it out with her friends. So that's cool. And then after Nicholas at the Buckle, had some good food, some good eats. Love the Buckle. If you guys don't get a chance to get to the Buckle, get down there. It is a fun time. Love that place. Great staff. And after the Buckle, went to the Old Drain, the Toucan, and saw Vivian Wilder. Very cool. We'll play a track from her. I am sorry to say last night, I did not get out. I couldn't make it out, but there were some amazing shows around town. So I do believe there was the Drop Zone hip-hop and electronic show out at Overtime. So sad, I missed that. And at the Mansion, there was Wine Lips and Strange Happenings and Mature Themes, and missed that. Got to see DJ Tangent's posts. Follow him along on Instagram. I think it's CFRC underscore numbers with wings. And yeah, he posted some of that stuff. So jealous. So that's it. It's been a crazy week. Lots of snow, lots of cold, lots of fun. We are going to get into, I am going to start with an Oscar Evans song. That's right. Oscar Evans EP launch. I do believe it was maybe Thursday night at Musiki for Live at the Wolf Island Hotel. And I'm going to play you a nice track, a good 18-minute track here, or 18-minute. Just eight of those 18. Song called Nicaragua. Okay, and we got, Oscar Evans on bass, Andy Love on drums, Nick Corneluk, and Jonathan Stewart also join him. So let's check it out. Brand spanking, local young release radar famous, did a live session, Oscar Evans, incredible local jazz. Here we go, let's have some fun. Thank you everybody, this is Make and Bacon, DJ Over Easy, all those good things. Thank you. sweet jazzy jazz. Love it, love it. All right, we started off the morning, our wonderful Saturday morning, with a track called Nicaragua by Oscar Evans from his new release, Live at Wolf Island Hotel. Definitely check him out. Watch around town for shows every Monday at Musiki, the Morning Doves. Go see Oscar. He's pushing the edge. That guy is just exploring that bass and jazz music with a vigor, let's say. So, yeah, awesome, awesome times. After that, I threw on some vinyl, a little compilation jazzy jazz album I picked up for $2. A toonie, can you believe it? You can't even buy a coffee for a toonie nowadays. And that was out Something Else Records, Blackstick, the clarinet artistry of Vic Ash, Sandy Brown, Tony Coe, Archie Semple, and Bruce Turner by Pi Jazz Today's Series. So it was a song called High Priest. That was cool, eh? You got the clarinet and the little xylophone thingy going. All right. Excellent. Let's see. So I also brought in, I want to share a little album that I've picked up that is one of my all-time favorites. And I actually bought it because of coincidence, I will say, in Quebec City at a little record store. Kids, Hattie was just like 4 or 5, so probably about 12 years ago. Keith Jarrett and the Colon Concert. So Keith Jarrett is a pianist. Let's see if this has it. 1975. This album was made the year I was born. And Keith Jarrett is an improvisational jazz dude. And he was, I'm going to say, quite noted, quite famous at the time amongst the jazz circles. And the story goes that he ended up, and he was of a certain type of personality where like things just so or whatever. But he ended up saying yes to this one young lady who was doing a fundraising concert. But she was a high school student and invited him. He said yes. He shows up at this high school, and it's a high school auditorium. They have an old piano, not a grand piano that he's used to, not a fancy. And this poor old piano was out of tune. One pedal didn't work. There were a couple keys that didn't work. And he was, let's say, not happy with the situation. However, he was convinced by this young lady and her passion to just go and perform. So, turns out what he performed on that ruggedy old chaotic piano turned out to be a masterpiece. And so I'm going to play you some of that. It goes, right? Like, it's an improvisational jazz thing. It's 2 albums, 4 sides. But I want you to listen. Sometimes you hear him even like yell out of frustration. And he just hits the piano like he's angry at it and various things. I don't know if that's in this movement, this session, but super cool. So let's check it out. I wanted to share that with everybody because this one does get fairly periodic rotation. Keith Jarrett, the Colon Concerts, or Colon Concert and... we're good to table 2. Here we go. Like I said, I'll come back in when the time is right. All right, everyone, enjoy. All right. I think I'm going to come back on right there. That was a nice natural little, there's still a little bit more on that side. I was going to play that whole side there, but didn't want to put you to sleep. Because that was obviously a slow movement. One of these times I'll throw on another side, but Keith Jarrett and the Colon Concerts. And very cool stuff, very cool stuff. Okay, I want to share a couple things here. Let's see. When I saw Vivian Wilder, who will be coming up with a track in a tiny little minute here, the guitarist, he also plays, energy front cover, guitar, Tom, of course. Yes, Tom, I remember. So Tom also plays for Vivian Wilder, and he also plays Joan Smith and the Jane Does. You've heard me play them before. Joan Smith, unbelievable voice, power. The unbelievable power. So I'm going to play a track from them. I'm going to play Joan Smith, let's see, Sunburn. And then I'm going to play a Vivian Wilder song, and then we'll come back. So I guess this is the Tom set. So turntable one, let's get you going here. Enjoy. I'll see you shortly.
Can't cry no more, 'cause I am spent. Try as I think I'll ever get. Yeah.
I sit here by myself and you know I love it. You know I don't want someone to come pay me visit. I wanna be by myself. I came in this world alone. Be myself. I wanna go to China and to see Japan. I'd like to sail the oceans before the seas run dry. I wanna go by myself. I just room enough for one. Me, myself, and
I'm back. Here I am. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Making Bacon on DJ Over Easy. You'll be listening right now on CFRC 101.9 FM or at CFRC.ca. Just go to the webpage and you can click the Listen Now button that's on any of the pages and stream it right there. Or you can check out our archives. There's a schedule to find your favorite program. If you go there right now, you'll see Making Bacon. You click on Making Bacon. That'll take you to the webpage, and you can listen to the archives there. So that's that. Okay, so who we had. Sorry, guys. Right. We had a Tom set there to start. Guitarist Tom Jonas. And Joan Smith and the Jane Does started off with a track called Sunburn. That might have been a sunburn for the ears after that soothing Keith Jarrett song. And then hit you with that. What a track, though. Isn't that a fun one? And then after that, Vivian Wilder, again, Tom playing guitar. That song was called The 10-Year Bender. And then stopped off here with a track from Joan Armatrading. Me, myself, I, Hugh, was in here. He's seen Joan a couple times in concert and chose that track for us. So Hugh made it in safe, although the roads are crazy out there. So if you're going out today, make sure you give yourself lots of time, or just don't. Just don't. Just stay in. Keep CFRC tuned in. Listen to Hugh. He's got like 3 hours of the most amazing folk you'll hear. Awesome stuff. Now, I wanted to let you know, I meant Nolan. Nolan and Chris are Lonely Little Kish around town, band around town. And Nolan reached out, sent me some of their music, we're following him on Instagram, all that stuff. And he also sent me a recommendation. I haven't listened to it yet. It's an album called Birthday Squirrel. And I'll play a track from that. But as we approach the top of the hour here, I'm going to close out this hour with the latest release. Latest release from Nolan and Chris, Lonely Little Kitch, Puncture Wound. All right, here we go.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Hi, I'm Jack Ayala, one of CFRC's marketing assistants at the station. CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Longham McQuaid, Mighty Birds, Pokeworks, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating and give today via CFRC.ca.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
All right, so I'm back. I was attempting to play another thing, but it didn't work. So where my podcast is. Oh. Why okay, is that? So sound. Sorry, guys. That's not what I was trying to do. I don't even know what that is. Okay. Hey. Welcome, everyone. Welcome.